Today I want to talk about, you know, the blessings that God put upon us, the favor that he puts upon us, what he calls us, and all the things that he says concerning us. This, you know, and we're going to take the scripture reading from Isaiah 62. I want to read through it quickly. You know, Isaiah 62, and I'm calling this Hephzibah and Beulah. And I'll be explaining what those names mean in a minute. Isaiah 62, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. Wow. That's the Lord. You know. I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Wow. Glory to God. Can we take advantage of that this morning? Do we know that the Lord is steadfast? You know, if the Lord will not rest, why should we rest? We also should not hold our peace. We also should always, you know, call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. You can say even the unbelievers will see your good works. All the kings, thy glory. Thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Now listen to verse 3. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory. A crown of glory. Wow. In the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem, the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Now, Hephzibah means my delight is in her. God's delight is in you. That's exactly right. And that's a word for somebody here this morning. The Lord said, my delight is in you. And Beulah means you will no longer be desolate. You'll be married. You know, so it's a, you can take it literally. You can also take it spiritually. The Bible does say spiritually that I am married to you. You know, Lot was married to the house of Zion, you know, and even though they went a-whoring, you know, away from the Lord, God always reminded them. You can also take it literally, you know, I mean, because the word of God is eternal like that. You know, so the Lord delights in you. And you will not be desolate. Glory to God. And if that's you, just take it. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over you. Oh, my goodness. Now, listen. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, night nor day. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. Same thing in verse 1. You know, don't keep silence until you see the goodness of the Lord. You know, some people say PUSH. It's an acronym for pray until something happens. Oh my goodness. You know, pray until something good happens. Not just something. Something good. You know, something good is going to happen to me. Happen to me. This very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Now, something good is going to happen. Give the Lord no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Well, that's good for Jerusalem. It's also good for you. It's good for your children. It's good for whomever you are praying for. It's good for the body of Christ. You know, we're not going to give the Lord any rest until he does this thing that he has promised. He said, behold, I make bright clouds in the time of latter rain, and I give to everyone grass in the field showers of rain. You know, so, you know, we are looking for this outpouring. We're looking for this visitation again. And the Lord said, look, how many of you that are present now saw the glory of God in the former days? I mean, they saw the house. Was it not in your eyes then beautiful and now as nothing? He said, but the Lord said, look, I will do something new that even the glory of the latter house, my goodness, shall surpass that of the former. The glory of the things that God will do in your life now will surpass whatever he's done before. And I will fill this house with my glory, said the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has sworn by his right hand. Really? Yes. By the arm of his strength, surely he will. I love this verse. Surely I will. That's the Lord speaking. Surely I will no more. That's it. Somebody say no more. I will no more give thy corn to be meat for those who are your enemies. And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for which thou hast labored. You know, you're not going to work and then they keep passing you by. You know, some people are in business for themselves. That's good. You know, but nobody is going to steal your glory. Some people are working for others, but they keep passing you by for that promotion. You may do it, but somebody else steals your thunder. You know, the Lord said, look, I will no longer give thy meat to be corn for thy enemies. That's it. No more. It's not going to happen anymore. You know, you work for it. You know, you're going to get the blessing. You will not earn money. You will no longer earn money to put in a bag of holes. You know, that was then, but this is now. These are some of the declarations and prayers that I'm going to be praying around this room today. I'm going to pray around these things in this room today. You know, he said, those that have gathered it shall also eat it, and they shall praise the Lord. And that's the reason why the Lord does whatever he does for us, eventually to praise him. That he may get the praise and that he may get the glory. And they that have brought it together shall drink it in the court of my holiness. Now, but there is something we must do. And what we must do is in this next verse. Verse 10 of Isaiah 62 say, go through the gates. That's right. Don't stand somewhere complaining. You got to move forward. Especially when the Lord opens the gates. You know, you can see the Lord put this door before you. Visualize it in the spirit. It's this great door and it's just there. People pass by. You know, maybe the door is closed at first. And some people may say, what's behind that door? Let me check it out. You know, there may also be, you know, an inscription on the door that says, whosoever will, let him come in through this door. And some people will walk up to that door, read that inscription, and walk away. You know, some people might even put their hand on the handle And just about they about to open that door, something happens to distract them, and they also walk away. Yet, someone may actually open that door, you know, and when you open that door, some people may open the door and then be afraid to step through, because they don't know what's on the other side. Yet, somebody else may open that door and go through. And others may even find out they come to that door, the door is already open. But will they go through? Maybe, and maybe not. But go through, saith the Lord. That's right. You know, and the Lord is preparing a way for you. We're casting up the highway. We're building the highway so that you can pass through. We're gathering out the stones. We're lifting up a new standard for God's people, and a higher standard, that is. Praise God. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed to the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. His reward is with him. His walk is before him. And they shall call you a holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And thou shalt be called sought out, a city that is not forsaken. Remember, it's, you know, Hephzibah and Beulah. You will no longer be forsaken. You will no longer be desolate. God, the Lord delights in you. That's you. And people will seek you out. I mean, this is an amazing promise, even if you are, you know, looking. You know, you're single. You're looking to be married. He said you will be sought out. Glory to God. You know, and even in business, because of the glory of God that is with you, they'll seek you out. On your job, you'll be sought out because of the incredible, incredible spirit of excellence that is in you. You will be sought out. Hallelujah. And the Lord will get the glory. So we're going to be praying this morning around all these promises, these wonderful declarations that are in this chapter. Hephzibah, meaning that the Lord delights in you. And Beulah, you will no longer be forsaken, or even you would no longer feel forsaken to you, because the Lord has chosen you. Glory to God. And even in the things of God, the Lord says, I delight in you. My goodness. And you know, this is prophetic for the church too. But I see that, you know, the gender that the Lord is using here is the female gender. You know, so, you know, sometimes women feel marginalized, you know, but the Lord is using that female gender here, you know, for a purpose. You know, Hephzibah means the Lord delights in her. Now, Hephzibah was actually wife to Hezekiah, I believe, and she was the mother of Manasseh in the Bible. You know, but it means the Lord, you know, it means the Lord's delight is in you. I mean, do you believe that the Lord actually delights in you? Or do you feel marginalized or dismissed? No, there's no such thing. God's delight is in you. And you will not be forsaken anymore. And now for all the labor that some of you are putting, you will now be recognized, because the Lord is not going to allow the enemy to eat the corn for the which thou hast labored. You know, it also says that, look, you know, there are some people, you know, that build houses, but they don't inhabit them. Isaiah 65, you know, but you will build, you will inhabit, you will gather and you will eat. You know, your labor shall not be taken over by somebody else. And it may have happened in the past, but the Lord said, the years which the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the locust and the palmer worm have eaten, I will restore, saith the Lord. You know, there are some lost years, months, weeks, and everything in our life. And sometimes the devil will bring that back. But the Lord said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to pray, and I want you to pray also. You know, pray for yourself. Take this word and pray for yourself. The Bible says clearly here that you are now the delight of the Lord. And the Lord will no longer see you as forsaken. Even the scourge of the tongue of men will no longer say that you are forsaken. Because the Lord is going to bless and honor you because you have honored him. Praise God. It is a time for us to lift up our heads. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come on in. Now, don't be bowed down. Don't let your head be bowed down. Your head must be lifted up. Oh, I will lift up my eyes this morning unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You know, that's a beautiful psalm in Psalm 121. It's just beautiful. You know, every time that you feel a little bit down, you know, just remember that God's help is just around the corner. Lift up your heads, you know, to the hills. Lift up your eyes to the hills. You know, for the Lord is above the hills. And we, you know, one of our theme scriptures since we started this room at the first of this month was, you know, Genesis 8 and 5 that said, you know, in the 10th month, on the first day of the month, will the top of the mountains and the hills be seen. Now lift up your eyes and your heels this morning to the hills. For the Lord will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You know, and there is a favor that the Lord is bringing now to God's people. I was speaking about this or ministering this in our local church on Sunday. Two dimensions of favor. You know, and we see it here also in this same chapter of Isaiah 62. Two dimensions of favor. The other day we spoke about favor with God and favor with man. Here we see that favor in God's delight being in you and favor in him changing your situation. To change that situation and change that story. Hallelujah. Let's believe God today that the Lord is changing my story. And if the story is good, it's making it even better. The Lord is able to take old things, turn around, make them new. Take the thing that's new, turn around, make it even better. Because that's what he does. Everything in his hands becomes a blessing. You can put five, or you can put two loaves and five fishes into his hands, which is a little boy's lunch. And he can bless it and use it to feed 5,000 just by blessing it. I mean, think about it. You know, it was just somebody's little boy's sack lunch. That's all it was that his mother packed for him when he said, I gotta go, Ma, I gotta go see the multitude and everything. So he followed the multitudes, you know, and he had that thing in his hand, just enough to fit in the little, you know, brown bag or whatever that the mother packed for him. But when they put it in the hands of the master and he blessed it, oh my goodness. You know, that's what Jesus does. He can take a little, you know, and bless it to the where it becomes something incredible. You know, so what do you have going on today? God asked Moses, what is in your hand? You know, the beginning of your miracle is already in your hand. You know, that's what the Lord said. You know, it's already in your hand. Isaiah 60, verse 22. God can take little things and turn them into something great. He said, a little one shall become 1,000 and a small one a strong nation. And I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. You know, so, you know, don't put anything past the Lord. You say, oh, well, you know, I don't have anything going on here. I only have this small, you know, cup of flour and a little, you know, tiny cup of oil. You know, and the word of the Lord said, it is enough. The barrel of meal, glory to God, shall not waste. The cruse of oil will not fail. You know, that little thing that she had that she thought, well, this is it. My last meal. I got to put this together, eat it, myself and my son. That's it. We're going to die. There's nothing else we got going here. And the Lord said, no, not today and not tomorrow. Nobody's dying. You know, the Lord can take that little cup of flour. He can take the little, you know, bottle of oil that you had left to bake that last cake and die. And he can bless it for many days and many years to come. Because that's how great he is. You know, the only thing that limits him is our unbelief. That's the only thing that limits the Lord. So put it in God's hands today. Put the situation that you want him to change. Remember, God has a favor upon you now. He says you are his delight. That's the meaning of Hephzibah. You are his delight. You know, he said, my delight is in her. That's what it means. And Beulah, it means you're married. You will not be forsaken. You know, it was even a status thing, you know, back in the day. You know, it was a status thing. And it was always a status thing. You know, it was a status thing. I mean, people, you know, nobody want to be unmarried. You know, and then, you know, there's coming a time again, you know, that the Bible says that, you know, because of, you know, the great tribulation and all these things that will happen, maybe men cut out from the earth and so forth, and there is just not enough of them, you know. And he said, it shall come to pass in some day, 7 women may even take a hold of one man and say, look, we'll eat our own bread. And, we'll drink our own whatever. Just let us be called by your name. Because they didn't want to be unmarried. I mean, it was just a thing. You know. You know, that let not the church also be unmarried. You know, let them not walk away from the Lord. You know, Christ is the bridegroom to the church. And he will take care of us. The Lord even says, thy husband is, I mean, thy maker is thy husband, and he will take care of you. For Father, in the name of Jesus, the enemy that has come in to take and to eat God's, the corn that you have provided for God's children, I rebuke that devourer this morning in the name of Jesus. Now, that means everything that you labor for, that the enemy has put hand to destroy. God says, I will no more. That's right. No more. Put this in the hands of the enemy. Your life is now under new management. No more. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you because the enemy shall no longer eat the corn that you have given to your children. For their hands have labored for it, and they themselves shall eat it. Your hands have labored for it. You have prepared it. You will drink of it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. You shall no longer be termed forsaken. For the Lord delights in you. And as a young man marrieth a virgin, glory to God. Hallelujah. So shalt thou be married, and you will not be forsaken. The Lord's face shall shine upon you. The Lord will cause you to inherit the great things that the Lord has in store for you. And the devil shall not be able to dispossess you of the inheritance of the Lord. I come against the spirit and the enemy like a canker. It's like a caterpillar. It's like a locust. It's like a palmerworm. You know, he tries to eat away the blessing of the Lord in your life. You know, he tries to dispossess the people of the inheritance of the Lord. No. Today, the scripture says, no more in the name of Jesus. You will not earn money to put in a bag of holes. There's a lot of people that do that. They earn money and they put in bag of holes. You know, I mean, it's just one problem after the other. You know, and the whole labor, you know, it's just gone away. Because they, you know, all their hard labor and everything, they have to use it to solve some unwarranted problems. You will not rise up early and stay up late just to eat the bread of affliction. Because the Lord will give you peace and rest. You know, some people have to work 2, 3, 4 jobs and everything just to make ends meet. I mean, when are you going to have time to enjoy? You know, Bible says, look, the good for a man to eat the good of all his labor is the gift of God. Not making light of any situation, but trust God. It's not about, you know, how many jobs I can work. It's about God can take the 2 loaves and 5 fishes. That's right. And he can bless it and he will satisfy you. Amen. He can take things that look so little and give you an abundance where even those who have abundance are still in want. He said, those that trust the Lord shall never want any good thing. You know, the Lord has a way that he knows how to provide for your needs. Glory to God. And even in spiritual things, we're trusting the Lord today to draw us in closer to the Lord. That as you begin to walk with him throughout the day, you will feel his hand upon your head and your back, comforting you. You will hear his voice behind your ears that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And your steps shall not be straightened. You will not stumble. The Lord will make the path plain before you. I will go before you, make straight the crooked places. He will turn the path that is winding and crooked and so forth. He will just make them straight. So you can go in and enter, say, the house of Joseph, the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. It is time for you to enter in and possess. Glory to God. The Lord shall drive away your enemies from before you, and you will come in and possess the inheritance of the Lord. The Lord, he is the one that does these things. It is not by might, nor by power. And he said, they got not the land in possession by their own power or their own sword. Psalm 44 and verse 3. but by thy right hand and thy holy arm, because thou hast a favor unto them. I decree that favor will locate you in the name of Jesus. Favor to locate you. That's right. You will not be forsaken. When you throw you, you know, they threw him into that prison. I mean, first they threw him into the hole. They wanted to kill him. One of his brothers said, don't do that. That's Joseph. A favor was upon him like nothing else. They couldn't kill him. Sold him into slavery, but favor was always locating him. House of Potiphar, favor. You know, Potiphar's wife, you know, framed him, threw him to prison, still favor following him. He still became the head of the prisoners. Everywhere he went, favor was locating him. That favor one day brought him from one day from being in the prison. In the same day, he became prime minister of the land. Ooh, glory to God. Favor will locate you. May the favor of God locate you where you go. Wherever you are, may you become a favor magnet. In the name of Jesus, favor of God and favor of man. Grow in favor, both from God and also from man. When a man's ways please the Lord, make it even his enemies be at peace with him. God will even make your enemies serve up favor for you. We've covered that before. God will make your enemies serve up favor for you. Just like Haman, God put it in the hand of the king, and he was there at the right time, at the right moment, and he was the one that pronounced all the blessings and served up grace and honor to Mordecai, who was his enemy. His sworn enemy, and he has sworn to destroy. See, God will turn things around. He'll turn the tables in your favor. Can you see it? It's happening. God is turning things around for your good. God is turning situation. He's working things out for your good. Why? Because you love him. And why? Because he delights in you. You know, for God is able to make all things work together for your good because you love the Lord and because he delights in you. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Welcome this morning, Sister Pearl, as always. Sister Dana, God bless you. Welcome, Brother Kyle, Sister Grace, Alexis. I want any one of you who want to come or share, or just put something in the chat room and just bless the name of the Lord. Let's agree together. Let's believe God that the enemy shall no more, you know, and I will no longer be called forsaken. Neither will I be desolate anymore. For the Lord now delights in me. Hallelujah. And as a young man marrieth the virgin and delights in them, so shall the Lord marry you, for he hath delighted in you. Glory to God. The enemy shall no more eat your corn for the which thou hast labored. But the labor, oh yes, the labor that you have put in, you will eat the fruit thereof. God bless you, Sister Pearl. Welcome this morning. Open your mic and declare something for yourself.
Good morning, Pastor. Can you hear my, are you hearing feedback on my
room? I hear you. There's some noise in the background.
Okay, I'm going to get out of the room and come back in.
Okay, no worries. Do that. Sister Dana, good to have you here. Welcome. What say ye? Okay. Carlisa. Go ahead, Carlisa.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I am just so grateful and blessed to be here. Glory to God. I give him all the glory and honor. I'm just perplexed because in the past week, since we started this room, every word and teaching that Pastor Yato has brought forth has been pertinent, and it's a confirmation of other words that I've been studying and fasting and praying over through the entire year. You know, the book of Esther, Isaiah 62, and it's a confirmation of words that I've gotten from other corporate fasts that I was doing with other ministries, and I'm just taken aback. And Pastor also took that month of the book of Esther. It's funny because I read it before. When did you do that teaching, Pastor? Was it on the book of Esther? Was it on Saturday morning?
That was on Sunday at the church.
Okay. But I think you also did it on Sunday morning on Clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. I did that also. Yes.
Okay. So I read it the night prior. And then you taught on it at Clubhouse on Sunday morning. Then you spoke about it at church. You preached on it at church. And then you imparted the blessing over it. And I am just taken aback. I can't share anything yet, but I have had ridiculous favor.
Amen.
And it's shocking. And, you know, sometimes when you pray about things and, you know, you're fasting about things and you're trusting God for things, and all of a sudden things just come like a flood, and it's just shocking. It's surprising. I just thank God. Everything that you've been teaching and sharing is just confirmation after confirmation after confirmation. I give glory to God, and I'm overwhelmed. That's all I can say.
Amen. Well, maybe the room was just for you. You know, The Lord can minister to thousands of people. He did that all the time, you know. And then he can also take time to minister to just one person. He did that also in John chapter 4, the woman at the well. You know, I mean, if all of the ministration that you've referred to that we've been doing since this room opened the beginning of this month, if it was just for you, then it was just for you. You know, so God is good like that, you know. And I think the word today is also for you. Praise God. God delights in you, and you will no longer be turned forsaken. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, So this Isaiah chapter 62, you know, we covered by God Ministries. We've been fasting about it, reading it, studying it. So, you know, the devil is a liar, because yesterday you tried to bring this forth and, you know, you were tied up, and when you came on really quick and you were like, I want you guys to read Isaiah 62. And I was like, that sounds familiar. And so I looked it up and I said, I could have sworn Tiffany Montgomery brought that forth. And then, so anyway, I was like, okay, I'll go back and read it. And then she sent out an email. She said, you guys remember to reread. No, she said, listen to this podcast again. And in the podcast, she brought it forth and said, Hephzibah, you know, Beulah. And I said, oh my God. And then again today, I was just like, wow, God, I'm just taken aback. What comes to mind is that song, Jesus, You Love Me Too Much. Yes. You know, when God knows, I don't want to get emotional, but God knows I cried many tears, and I have felt forsaken.
Many tears.
You know, I've suffered.
Yeah.
And I've been fasting all this year, fasting and praying and just asking God to please remember me.
Oh, yes.
He just changed my testimony. And I'm just,
amen.
I'm so shocked. And I don't want to be in disbelief, but like they were saying, you're about, oh, yeah, Milenu. I am shocked.
Yes, you are shocked. Yeah, yes. Milenu, by the way, for those who don't know, it is like, wow. you know, at my, you know, jaw dropping. That's what it means, basically. It's jaw dropping. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you're special like that, Pearl.
You know, thank you, Pastor.
That's why the Lord, you know, delights in you. That's what Hephzibah means. And I'm glad the Lord gave confirmation to the other thing you were listening to. You know, and like you said, I wanted to come in yesterday was the day that I was going to do that, you know, and got tied up with my job. Very unusual, you know, like that, you know, because, you know, I was, you know, although the problem had been going on through the weekend, you know, sort of, but, you know, I just thought that, well, you know, they would have resolved it, but they didn't resolve it. And they had to call me up when I was on this room. I don't want to do that. Yeah, I got 3 more hours before I get on the job, you know, but it was what it was, you know, so, you know, the Lord took care of it, but I had decided that I wasn't going to let the enemy cheat me out of, you know, releasing that word, you know. I'm not going to let him do it. I'm going to come in here and release that word. And why? You know, the Lord said, look, who then is that wise and faithful servant whom the Lord has made, you know, as you know, put him in charge to give meat to his house in due season. He said, blessed is that servant whom when his Lord shall come, shall find him so doing. He said, verily I say unto you, he will make him ruler over all his goods. That's what he promised. But first, you got to be doing it. When the Lord said, do it. So I'm not going to let the devil cheat me out of this, because he also said that, but and if that servant shall not do it, but shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to eat and be drunken with the unbelievers, you know, and to despitefully use his fellow servants, the Lord of that servant will come in a day that he thinks not and cut him asunder. And appoint his portion with the hypocrites. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Nah, I don't want that. So I pray, and you guys pray for me. You know, I want to be that wise and faithful servant, dishing out, you know, the meat to God's house in due season. You know, so that at the end of the day, he gets the glory. And if it pleases him, I may hear that benediction, you know, at the end. Now, that's all we want too, is thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And that goes for every one of us. Whatever it is that God has put in your hands to do to further the kingdom of God, be sure you're doing it. Not everybody is called to be a teacher or a pastor or a this and that. But whatever you are called to be and to do, be sure you are doing it. Because, behold, I come quickly, you know, and my reward is with me to give to every man and woman according as their work shall be. And let no man take thy crown. Well, the devil wanted to take this crown yesterday. Let nothing take that crown. You know, that word that God's put inside of you, you must release it. You know, and you don't have to have a pulpit. You don't have to have, you know, a microphone in your hand. You know, it's inside your mouth already. The word of blessing is in your mouth. Colossians 4 and 6 says, let your word, you know, whatever comes out of you, let it be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how to answer every man. Hallelujah. Let be that son of encouragement. That's right. Son of encouragement, wherever you go, you know, brighten up somebody's day, you know, shine the light upon their ways. When they are lift, when they are cast down, you say, Lord, there is a lifting up. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sister Pearl, for sharing. You know, the Lord loves you. I love you too. You know that.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. One more thing. Pastor anointed us on Sunday. Pastor Yato anointed us on Sunday, put anointing oil on our hands, and said we will get uncommon favor where we went. And as I went in a patient's room yesterday, and actually it's a patient Alexis also saw in her hospital that was transferred to my hospital. And, you know, her as I was taking care of the patient, the mother was just like, there's something about you. You just have a good, like, presence, a sweet presence. Your energy is kind. And I was like, thank God for favor. And, you know, the young girl didn't believe in God. She'd went through a very traumatic situation. She was in a head-on collision. Her 2-year-old was killed. Her 3-month-old had brain damage. And, you know, I asked the girl, because her mother said that, I felt like, you know, maybe I could push a little more. Do you believe in God? And the girl didn't believe in God. And so, you know, because her mother liked me and she kind of liked me, I just asked her, can I please pray for you? And just prayed for her and just trusted, you know, that God would just, you know, change her mind and deliver her and help her to somehow believe in him, you know. And I prayed for her that she would get healed and that she would also somehow turn her life to Christ. So, you know, I just thank God for that favor that made way for me to be able to pray for her in that way. I'm just trusting God that things will turn around for her.
Amen. And we pray, we agree with you for that young girl. Yeah, well, you know, the devil will take advantage of that, you know. So you're in a headlong collision. Someone, you know, one of your kids was killed. The other one is in, you know, a situation that's so dire. And you yourself, or you're here in the hospital. God doesn't love you. The devil will tell them, you know. So, but, you know, God is not the one that brings evil. You know, God doesn't bring evil. God doesn't cause accidents. The Bible says there are spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, rulers of the darkness of this world, they do that, you know, and sometimes, you know, carelessness or whatever, but the devil will take advantage of that. But no matter what, God's love is steadfast. You know, sometimes you wonder how people can't believe in God. Well, those of us who believe in God are no better than those who don't believe in God. It was just the grace of God that caused you to believe, you know. Otherwise, you'd be in darkness still, just like them. So our heart must always go out to people that do not believe, especially because they suffered so much. Well, you know, it's people that have really suffered so much that should come to the Lord even more. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will take it. The Bible says, surely he has borne our griefs and our sorrows. You know, we're always going to have those griefs and those sorrows, you know. They'll come sometimes, but the Lord will see us through. I pray for that young lady. I pray for that situation in the name of Jesus. Amen. That will ease the pain and cause her to be able to smile again. In the name of Jesus, bring her, Lord, to the place where she can say, my Lord and my God. Yes, Lord, my Lord and my God. Let us spiritually be able to feel, you know, the hole in your hands, the wound in your hands. Even as you stretch your hands to Thomas and say, feel my hands. You did not believe, well, feel my hands and look upon me. And he turned around and said, my God, my Lord and my God, bring this young lady into such a place. In the name of Jesus. And I thank God for favor in your life, Pearl. It's only just started. You know, and remember what I said on Sunday. When you are on a roll with God, once you are on that roll, just keep it rolling. You know, keep it rolling. There's plenty more where that came from. It's called a river that is flowing through the house of God. It makes glad. There is a river, the streams whereof flow through the house of God, makes the house of God glad. The anointing of favor is upon you now, everywhere you go. God bless you, Pearl. Thanks for sharing. Praise God. Sister Dana, Good.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I've been here in and out, but I've got a bit of a sore throat. But thank you for this. I'm going to listen back to the replay. It was just wonderful to hear you, Sister Pal. I'm just so in agreement with your favor, and may it just keep overflowing. May it keep overflowing. Pastor Yatto, I've got to say as well. The Holy Spirit has had me in the book of Esther constantly. And I mean, I can open any one of my Bibles and he brings me back to Esther. And I'm like, what is going on? And earlier this year, I was doing a fast and the Lord said to me, fast for 3 days, for do this Esther fast. And I went downstairs and my Bible was on Esther chapter 2. I was like, I haven't even been in this Bible. Like, what's it doing on Esther 2? And then but it was like a reminder that I was fasting because I was heading to the fridge. I was fasting those 3 days. And then the next day was the Thursday. My friend called me. She said, can you come to the hospital because I'm getting pains for the stomach of my child? I said, yeah, no problem. But the Lord had then told me to do 10 days of like a Daniel fast. So I'd changed over the fast at this point. And I went to the hospital and I was sitting next to this old couple and they were busy trying to wait to see the doctor. And I called when the doctor came by, I said, you know, they're really old, they're in their 80s, like 70s, 80s. They need some help. So cut a long story short, they got seen and she came out and she couldn't find her. She couldn't find her mobile to the mobile number of the man to pick them up. So I said, it's okay. I'll get you a taxi. I'll get you an Uber. And, so I got the taxi now and we were outside speaking and she's like, oh, you don't have to do that, but take my number, take my number. And she said, what's your name? I said, Dana. And I said, oh, for some reason, I was like, oh, what's your name? And she said, my name's Esther. I said, what did you say? She's gone, my name's Esther. I was smiling. I said, I've just finished Esther fast. She said, oh, isn't God good? And then I told my mom the following day and my mom said, that's not the same woman I picked up at another hospital, is it? And I said, let me call. So I called the lady the next day and she said, I was just talking to my daughter, to Jan, about you. And I said, all right, okay. And I said, do you know a woman called Sharon? And she's gone, no, I don't know. I said, no, the woman that picked you up from QE Hospital. She's like, yes, I know her. I remember her last year. My nephew's friend, I was stranded and she came and picked me up. I said, that's my mom. And then as I started to tell her my journey and the experiences that I've been having, because I got baptized this year, she was just like, she's explaining to me, you know, evangelism is definitely a part of your mantle, you know. She was explaining this to me. And I said, you're a confirmation because this keeps coming up. And then again, when I heard the scripture today, Isaiah 62, immediately I was like, right, okay, I understand. Because again, it was in Isaiah 62. We also see where it says, I have set a watchman upon thy walls. And again, the Holy Spirit always lets me know that he's called me to also be a watchwoman, I guess, or a watchman, because I'm always in Ezekiel, and he's confirmed that. But then what was beautiful is yesterday, in fact, I came in and I was like, oh no, I was like, the room, and then I was it on, and my car broke down, literally, and then as my car broke down, you came out the room, and I was like in the middle of the road, and these wonderful men moved me over, and I was just giving God all the praise that I wouldn't get a ticket, because where I was is central, and I came back, and everything was well, my car started, it was just wonderful, and I was just going to share with you as well, yesterday, the Holy Spirit again reminded me of who he's called me to be, and he moved me to Isaiah 61, and it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, amen. And was letting me know, you know, just to encourage me and to encourage others. And yeah, and it's funny, I was in the I was only the last couple of days as well. Another lady was speaking to me about favor, and she's gone, there's a difference, Dana. You know, there's a difference between favor and just laboring. You know, you'll see that favor things just happen, they just come. And I was telling her about the gifts that I receive and the things that just happen, and I don't even expect it. And I just truly believe God's going to move the mountains for me. And I pray to move the mountains, but it's just almost effortless. I can't explain it, and it's just so wonderful. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. And that week, the moment I started coming into these rooms, someone gave a prophecy about the fact that I needed to go deeper into my prayer life because of my calling. And that very same day, as I stepped in, and I've never been into this room before, I don't think, properly, and I came in and you taught immediately how to pray. And I remember you saying about the way David prays in the Psalms, and I'd been in the Psalms, but the Lord has been in the Psalms every day, and I didn't understand why. And I was explaining it in terms of the fact that he rejoices, and I was understanding he rejoices in his sadness, but I really wasn't understanding the depth of it. And this is when you were explaining to meditate on the word, and it's constantly in there to meditate on God's word. But the way you explained it, it was so beautiful, and it's like transformed my prayer life. And I walked in, and since that day I've been like, yeah, this is, you know, that when the Lord said, I will bring you into the right places, divine intervention, the right people to give you what you need, as well as me, as the Holy Spirit imparting with you to confirm. It's just been beautiful. So I have to thank you and bless you and your wife, Pastor Yatto, and everyone else that's in the room. So thank you so much. And also all the praises, of course, goes to my ERA. So yeah. Thank you. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for coming. Yes, and you've been coming since we opened this room. Well, you know, I have other rooms, but this one was a different room, you know, that the Lord just inspired me at the beginning of this month to open it real early like this. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't do the early morning stuff because, you know, I can stay late. You know, in fact, I can go 2-3 days without sleeping, you know, but, you know, get up early in the morning is just not my thing, but it's been my thing now, you know, because the Lord called for it. And that's when I knew that God is doing something, you know, because, you know, I don't get up at 3 a.m. in the night. I just didn't do that. My wife did that all the time because she also slept during the day. You know, I can't sleep during the day. I've never slept during the day in my life, you know, so, you know, and, but I can go and go and go. You know, but once I sleep, I don't want anybody to bother me and get up in the morning, you know, that kind of thing. I usually get up at 5 though. I don't sleep till 7 or 8 or anything like that. I'll get up at 5 anyway. You know, all these times that I said I couldn't get up, but I could not get up 2 hours earlier than that 5. I just couldn't do it. But now I'm doing it. And I'm doing it. And I know it's because there's something good that God is cooking. You know, and yes, Pearl, I remember now it was divine appointments that I was teaching on Sunday morning. I mean, you know, I was teaching that. Yeah, I remember that now. And I taught on the book of Esther, you know, how God did that whole thing with Haman and Mordecai. And God bless you, Sister Buki. Julia, good to see you. Happy anniversary. And, you know, that little balloon there that's on your profile tells me that it's exactly 1 year since you joined Clubhouse. So Clubhouse is celebrating you. Welcome. Welcome. God bless you, Sister Julia. Can you speak?
I'm going to try. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. Yes, like you, sir, I'm not a morning person. I stay up late. I'm a night owl. So I go to bed late, so it's hard for me to get up in the morning, but I also have to go to work. But I've been enjoying the little time I've been here. Thankful to God to hear the word so early in the morning. It's a good starter for me. I'm just blessed to be here, and I thank God. I'm looking forward to all the good things that God has in store, the favor, the mercy. I'm trusting him, and I'm thanking him in ahead for all that. In Jesus' name. Thanks, everybody. God bless you all.
Yeah. Well, and happy Clubhouse anniversary 1 year. Amazing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I'm just learning how to do Clubhouse too. Sometimes I don't know what buttons to press and stuff. I'm old school, so bear with me when I mess up.
No worries. You'll figure it out. You know, so, yep, I'm like you. I'm that kind of night owl. You know, I can stay up late. I don't. That's why I used to love night vigils. You know, I can do that stuff, you know. Try to get me up at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. Oh, no, 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 no. You know, but, you know, tell me to come and do something at 11 p.m. Yeah, I'm right there because I'm still awake, you know. So, yeah, but I thank God combining that, you know, this last 11 or 10 days with getting up early in the morning and the Lord saying, look, you know, command, you know, the dew of youth in the womb of the morning. Oh my goodness. You know, and he's just been bringing and giving me the grace to do it, you know, and today, believe it or not, I got up earlier than my wife. I think that's a record. I need a trophy. I gotta celebrate that one, you know, because she's the one, she's getting up at 2 a.m. and all these things and so forth. I can't do it. But, you know, today I got up early and her, you know, and it's amazing. And she's not here because, you know, she had to do the Wailing Women room. You know, she does the prayer declaration at 4:30 our time. And then, you know, and then she goes straight into the Wailing Women room until 6 a.m. our time. And she does that every day. And then, you know, if I still here, I know she'll come back at the end. She's in that other prayer room right now. But the Lord is good. And we're here, you know, and I thank every one of you. And good to see you, Sister Grace. God bless you, Kyle and Alexis. If any of you want to come up and share a testimony or say a word, you know, feel free to do that. We love to have people, you know, on the stage in our rooms. It's not one of those rooms where, oh, you can't come up to the stage. You know, that's not this room. We want you to come and share, open your voice and say something. Bless the Lord, you know, release something to the house. But we're all blessed. But we're going to pray. Glory to God. And anytime you are in these rooms and you cannot come up, Sister Julia, for example, there's this little button towards the left at the bottom of your screen. That looks like the symbol for chat and has a number 7 against it. And you press that right now. That just means 7 is the number of chats that are in that room at the moment. You can put anything in that chat. You can put a scripture. You can put a prayer. You can put something. That's one more way to use this app. When you are in any room, you can use that chat feature and post something there. You know, even if you can't come up to the stage, even if you're in agreement with something, you can put a scripture there. You know, that will also encourage, because everybody has access to those chats, everybody in the room. And even if a replay is on for a room, those chats also become, I mean, they still remain there and people can see it. So it's a wonderful way to also share scriptures, you know. It's just that I can't do it. When I'm preaching, some people are able to do it. I can't unless somebody else does it for me. So I, you know, it's too distracting to try to post the scripture and you're speaking at the same time. But you know, it's a good way to share scripture, you know, to use that chat feature. But let's pray, you know, over the room. Those of you who are on stage, I want you to pray, you know, if you are able to, Sister Julia, since you are here, if you are still able to do that, just pray over the room. Pray for over every one of us as we go through this day. Would you do that, please?
Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Precious Jesus, we thank you for this morning and the opportunity, Lord, to gather in your name. It's always beautiful, Lord, to just start the day with you. We thank you that we're able to do that with you this morning. Thank you for the testimony of your daughter, Pearl. And thank you for Sister Dana and everybody else in this room. Thank you for our pastor and the strength and the enablement, Lord, you have given him to start this room and to bless us, Lord. We thank you. We give you praise, O God. We magnify your name for this 10th month and the wonderful things you are doing and you will yet do in our lives. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for all the testimonies, Lord. And we thank you for more testimonies we will have in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healing and the deliverances, the favor that you have released upon us. We claim it. We believe it. We receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we spread this favor upon our friends, our loved ones, our families, our children. We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful, amazing blessing that is upon us already. We magnify your name. We bless you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. We declare that this day is blessed in the name of Jesus, for this is the day that thou, Lord, have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We come against every contrariness and everything that you have not appointed, that you have not proposed. Father, we come against such in the name of Jesus, the spirit of negativism. We bring down in the name of Jesus and we lift up your name, O God. As we go, Lord, let us be your ambassadors, Lord. Lord, let us remember those that do not know you, Lord. And in all our doings, Lord, Father, let us represent you well so that we can draw these people in, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for all our brethren, our loved ones. We commit them into your hands. We commit ourselves into your hands this day. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for this room and this opportunity to gather, Lord. Father, we ask that evermore you give us this grace in the name of Jesus. Those of us that find it hard to get up in the morning, Lord, I'm asking for grace to get up, to have an early start with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you because you have heard us. You hear us always. We give you praise. We give you glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Wow. Thank you for that powerful, powerful prayer. We receive it in Jesus' name. Sister Pearl, would you like to pray?
I'm sorry, I can't right now.
Can't speak now at the moment. What about Dana? Would you like to pray?
Yeah, I agree. Heavenly. Sorry, Pastor Yata, I think I'm getting feedback from your mic being okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your grace and your mercy and give you all the praise that you are the true and living El Shaddai God. And I thank you for being in the midst of us today and for us all to have the opportunity to minister and worship and share our testimonies. I thank you for giving us a favor, Father. I thank you for giving us a listening ear, you know, for us to be able to hear you clearly, for you said, my sheep know my voice. I thank you for the blessings that you've bestowed upon our lives from generation to generation. I thank you for the correction, Lord. I thank you for any rebukes that may come, because you said you correct those that you love, dear Lord. And the fact that you delight in us is wonderful, but let us have take heed and be open to your correction, Father. Let us not lean on our own understanding, but to come to you through prayer and supplication. And I thank you for this room right now. I thank you for all the people who are listening. I pray that if there are any that are unbelievers, that they see the freedom and the peace in Christ, the joy in Christ, the love of Christ, the blessings that Christ will do, the blessings and how you will move mountains and shift us, the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And I pray that the Holy Spirit moves in all of us, that even after we leave this room, that we will have the unction to pray more, to meditate more, to worship more, and to be in your presence. And with this, I give you thanks and seal this with a hedge of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
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 Amen. And amen. Listen, as you go today, go in the strength of the Lord. God has already made and God already put the anointing of grace, the anointing of increase, the anointing of favor upon you. Two dimensions of favor. Favor with man, favor with God. Wherever you go. be a magnet of favor. And as you receive that favor, release it also. You know, release it also. Let us be that river that is flowing through the house of God. You know, making glad the house of God. Wherever you go, be that blessing. And I pray over everyone that's in the listening lounge as well, Sister Grace, Brother Kyle, Sister Alexis. I pray over everyone that may listen to the replays later on, that they also will receive encouragement from the word that we have heard this morning, that truly the Lord delights in us. Yes, the Lord, the message of Hephzibah and Beulah, you know, let us receive this in our hearts, that you have delighted in us, you have chosen us, and we will never be desolate. God, you have promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. You have promised us in this word today that the enemy shall no longer eat our corn for the which we have labored. Glory to God. Thank you for wisdom. I pray for the spirit of counsel in everyone's hearts today. Sometimes we have to make hard choices. You know, we have to make hard choices sometimes. I pray for wisdom, you know, to make those good, you know, with good and sound judgment to make those hard choices sometimes. And I pray, Lord, that we'll always hear behind our ears, just like you said, we'll hear a voice behind our ears saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you are about to turn to the left or the right, you would not allow our feet to falter. Our steps shall not slide. We will not go in the wrong direction. The Lord will guide us. Jesus said himself, you know, if a man follows me, walks after me, he shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. May the light of life be with each and every one of us today. God is changing your story, you know, from bad to good, from good to better. Hallelujah. He's taking old things, making them new, taking new things, making them better. The Lord is the one that can do it. And throughout today, let the high praises of God be in your mouth, even wherever you are. Bless the name of the Lord from the rising of the sun such as this to the going down of the same. Let the praises of God never depart from our mouths, far from our hearts. Wherever you are, as much as you have opportunity, praise his holy name. Praise is a wonderful thing. Praise is a wonderful thing. Lord, we praise you this morning. He said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, show forth his loving kindness in the morning, and you come back in the evening and show forth his faithfulness every night. So, Lord, we show forth your loving kindness today. We walk in the light of your glory today. May even the hills and the mountains break forth before you into singing today. Hallelujah. I leave you with two scriptures today, going back to our theme scripture, which is Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. Let the fire always be burning. Let it not be put out. Burn wood on it every morning, the Bible says. Every morning such as this. Fire up your prayer life. Lay the burnt offering in order. The fire shall ever be burning. And upon the altar, it shall not be put out. So, Father, I pray that the fire, this prayer fire in our bosoms, though in our hearts, will never go out, that we will put wood upon it every morning. We will burn wood upon it. And we thank you for the garment of grace to do that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I leave you this promise today in Isaiah 55 verse 12. Go with this today. For ye shall go out this morning with joy. Or afternoon. Some people are already in the afternoon, those in the UK. You know, and you shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you when they see the favor of God upon you. So that's your word today. You know, may you go forth with joy. May you be led forth, go out with joy today, and be led forth with peace. The Lord grant you an answer of peace concerning every situation in the name of Jesus. And may the mountains, let the mountains even, let them break forth. And the hills, let them break forth before you into singing. And let the tops of the mountains become visible to you even in this month, as it is written in the word of God. And let all the trees of the field, the Lord will line them up to celebrate your success as they see the glory and favor of God in your life. God bless you, everyone. This is our house of faith. And we are here in the mornings, an hour of power, bringing that prayer fire back in our hearts. Let it not go out. Rekindle it. And don't despise the day of small things. The 30 minutes that you spend on today in prayer like this, you know, I'll tell you something too. God will take, it's called redeeming the time. You know, when we redeem the time, God has a way of redeeming the time back to us. He's called the Kingsman Redeemer. You know, by the way, never forget that. Whatever you give to him, he's able to redeem. You can give him 30 minutes or an hour of your time, and he can redeem 3 hours for you in the day. I've seen it happen so many times. I can't even tell you all the testimonies. You know, 1 hour in his presence, God will redeem you. Something down the road that could take you 3 hours, he'll just give you inspiration to get it done in 15 minutes, you know, because he knows what he's doing. You know, that's how he redeemed the time for you. So may that blessing be upon you today. The inspiration of the Almighty inside your spirit to give you understanding as you go through this day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we will be closing the room now. And God bless you. It's at the top of the hour. We're right at the 6 a.m. hour here in Phoenix, Arizona. And I know you are at 2 a.m. already over there. I mean, 2 p.m. Sister Dana, you in the UK, right? You know, so. Yeah, so wherever you find yourself today, go in the strength of the Lord. And we'll be back tomorrow, by the grace of God, around the same time. It's going to be 4:15 a.m. Pacific time here in the U.S., which is 7 a.m. Eastern time. And it'll be 12:15 p.m. for you in the U.K. or in Nigeria and some other parts. All right. Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. If you're not yet following the house, click the little green house button at the top. Give a follow and you'll get notifications that way when we open rooms under this house. We may open other rooms also on our other platforms. We have the amazing room called the Walking with God. You don't want to miss that when we open those rooms. It's a different kind of theme, bringing us closer in our walk with God. And then we got the marriage ministry. We got all kinds of things. And tomorrow morning, we are also doing the, you know, study of the prophetic scrolls. Yes, you know, so it's amazing. All the things, check my profile. You see all the rooms that we do by the grace of God. You know, give a follow to me personally and also Lady Ebon. And then you'll see when we open these rooms, you get notifications. You know, we want to be a blessing. And hopefully you'll be a blessing to people around you as well. God bless you all. Have a great day. Until we meet again. This room will now close. In 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Blessings, everyone. Have a great day.